Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord. Hello, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us on day four of the Journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. If you haven't already done so, take a moment to download the calendar that we have that has the links to the Bible verse for every day during this Lenten journey. Also, we invite you to download the companion document that accompanies this podcast, and the link below will get you there as well. Honey, do you want to go ahead and read the scripture for today?
Certainly. Today's scripture is 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 18. And the NIV version is what I'm reading to you right now. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." I memorized this from the New King James Version. And one of the things that I might point out about this is that here in the NIV, it says the new creation has come. If you're not careful, what you miss is that he's talking about you, that you are the new creation. All the old things about you have passed away, and all things about you have become new. I thought that was important to point out, because if you're not careful, you'll miss that. And you'll miss out on the important knowledge that you have been made a new creation in him.
Through Christ.
That's right.
I like that.
And then reconciliation, that's a big word that we've talked about in our companion download quite a bit.
Yeah, I like that word. And I didn't really know. Again, I feel like I keep saying this. Didn't really know until we took a deeper dive last year and started talking about what reconciliation really means and why we often avoid it because it is awkward. I think we talked about the word squishy and yuck.
It's uncomfortable when you have to be vulnerable.
And you have to go, oh, okay, maybe I might have played a part in that.
Yeah.
Possibly, perhaps, I could have done things maybe differently, and this is how I do it next time this way. But instead, we often dance around and avoid each other and just kind of wait for the dust to settle. Mm-hmm. And then maybe forget or try to forget that the argument or the disagreement or the wrongdoing ever happened.
Yeah.
And just try to skip past the talking about it and repairing the hurts that happened.
Being transparent and vulnerable really is the key to reconciliation. It's setting aside your ego and yourself and really communicating. And the cool thing about this scripture is it says that God has reconciled us to himself. So why are we hanging on to those old things and shying away from him?
Right? He's not thinking about it.
He's not.
He thinks we're perfect.
Yeah.
Just the way we are.
He knows we are because he made us that way.
That's right. That's right.
So that's the cool thing about that is that God has already done this for us. But we have to receive it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the enemy can easily come in and go, oh no, you're not worthy. Oh no, you're a sinner. You're all these things. And if we're not careful, our mind can grab a hold of that and start playing it over and over and over. And we start to believe it instead of believing and have faith in what, you know, God promised and what God says.
Yeah, because Jesus died for our sins once and for all, right? So he died for our sins that are past, but he's also died for our sins that are future to us. Mm. And we need to recognize that. It's not a get out of jail free card right. Where you can do whatever you want. But Jesus knew and God knew everything that you would ever do. One of my favorite Bible teachers used to say it this way. When Jesus was hanging on that cross and he was dying for your sin, how many of your sins were future to him? Mm. All of them.
That's good.
It's kind of interesting when you stop and think about that, because if Jesus can't forgive future sins, none of your sins are forgiven.
Right.
Because all of your sins were future to him. We need to remember that that's a done deal and just receive it in gratitude and humility and just be vulnerable with the Lord. So during this Lenten season, it's a great time
to give up pride.
To give up pride, but also to really accept what God is saying and what he's done, knowing that you are forgiven and that he has made the reconciliation for us. That way, we can grow in our relationship with him and not shrink away and hide and
duck around the corner.
Duck around the corner and think that he's ready to strike us with the, you know, the lightning bolt from the handrails of heaven, you know.
It's kind of like a puppy. You're like just shrinking away, like, oh, I'm going to be in trouble because I did that thing.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I just want to pet you. Just want to hang out with you.
So that's a really great passage there. I love it. You like to pray us out, baby?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, dear Lord, thank you for this time together in this Lenten season. This is such a good lesson, such a good reminder. Paul always had those words. He just knew what to say. And if we can just dig into the scripture, Corinthians, and really just sit with those words, sit with those lessons, sit with those letters, sit with those teachings, and apply those in our life, especially during this Lenten season. This is a great time to do this. We just ask that you guide us through that process. When we have those moments where we have disagreements with others in our physical realm, I just ask that we could put all pride aside, step out with a vulnerable moment and truly love each other in those discussions and come from a place from the heart to go through the reconciliation process, not just the forgiveness, but truly reconcile so we can draw closer to each other and love each other as you want us to love each other. But also let us come into relationship with you, draw closer to you, not shrink away in fear or shame for the things that we may have done, because we know that we were forgiven. We were forgiven once and for all when Jesus died at the cross, your beloved son. Please just draw us in closer and closer so that we can have those precious moments with you as you guide us in our next steps. We love you and we thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you will do for us. In your precious name, we pray. And everybody said,
Amen. Well, that was awesome.
Really good.
Good stuff. All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
And we hope that this session blessed you as it blessed us in preparing it and sharing it. We would like to leave you with the peace of the Lord. And as we like to say,
Shalom, shalom. Perfect peace.